Hey, hustlers. Welcome to the Hustle Forward podcast, your destination for straightforward business advice, behind the scenes of entrepreneurship life, and tips that inspire you to take action without all the fluff. My name is Shayla Renato. I'm a business strategist. I'm the founder of the national lifestyle brand Black Girls Wine, founder of the world's first wine sorority, Black Girls Wine Society, and I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm passionate about helping women build businesses that they absolutely love online by finding their ideal customers and clients, mastering that message, and being able to ultimately build more wealth. I'm about getting to the money and giving you the strategy to do it. Let's get into today's episode. All right, guys, first things first, I've got five myths that I see people online, and based on the responses and the things that I get back, I am putting together a class for the Hustle Forward Academy in July, but we're going to talk a little bit about that later. I want to talk about some of these myths first. So first things first, one of the myths that I'm seeing is build it and they will come. Okay. A lot of people think all you have to do is just post and post all the time, and there has to be no rhyme or reason. You just have to be showing up in the algorithm and it's going to work. The lie detector test determined that's a bold-faced lie, okay? You are not just posting to be posting. You should be posting to add value, okay? Value doesn't mean only posting about your products and services, or posting pictures of your kid on their birthday, or like, it means actually offering something that they can take away and put into action, okay? So an example of that is simply, I see people all the time online, and they'll post about like their weekend and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, but what have you given your audience that will make them even care? Like, why should they even give a damn about your weekend, girl? And you are not giving them anything worth them coming to check out that's actually going to drive them to spend money. Yeah, no, that's not how it works. Okay. So that's one thing that I definitely wanted to debunk the myth on. Now, second thing I'm seeing people get all wrong is that more followers equals more sales. The lie detector test determined that's also a lie. Having followers has nothing to do with your sales, and especially if your audience isn't engaged. If they aren't, if it's not interesting to them, and if it's confusing to them, like, listen, you can post a million things and you can have a million followers, but that doesn't mean that your sales are going to be popping. There was actually an influencer recently, very recently, who she was paid, I think somebody like paid her or whatever. And she's got like all these followers and she couldn't make one sale. Okay. I want you guys to not get caught up on how many followers you have. All right. It's great to build a community, but that community does not equal sales. Okay. So let's go ahead and debunk that myth right now. Stop just worrying about building followers. I need you guys to focus on building community, because an engaged community is exactly what is going to ultimately lead to sales for you, all right? When your community is engaged and excited about what you're posting, when they're engaged and excited about what you're about to come out with, what you're debuting, oh, honey, when they're engaged because they are interested in what's going on in your life, behind the scenes, in your life, in your business on the day to day, that's when they will hit that buy button. Okay. So I just wanted to, I definitely had to tackle that one. That's number two of the five myths, because I see people just thinking that, oh, I need all these followers and I'm going to make all this money. Not the case. There's a tons of people with tons of followers and they're making $0. All right. Number three, the third myth that I want to kind of tackle is that pretty pictures is all you need. It's again, this kind of is along the lines of the followers thing. There's tons of entrepreneurs and brands that have really, really great pictures, and they're making $0. And the reason for that is because they have no business strategy. So a lot of times people think, when they think business strategy, oftentimes people don't really know all of what that entails. But as it relates to your Instagram, because you got to have strategy for everything in your business, as it relates to your Instagram and to building your business online to ultimately get more sales, you want to have a reason for these pictures you're posting. They can't just be pretty. Why are you building them? What message are you sending to your audience? Who are you trying to attract? And where, once you attract them, are you trying to drive them? Okay. So that's kind of like three really important questions that I want you guys to write down that I'm going to like go back and I want to break those down. Right. So number one, what message are you trying to send them? What are you trying to send them? Are you trying to make sure you're attracting a certain type of clientele? Are you trying to send them a message that you're funny? Are you trying to send them a message that you're a mom, right? And what's the point of that, right? A sub question to that is, what's the point of what you're posting? Because a lot of times, sometimes we post stuff too much. I follow some mompreneurs out there who they post about motherhood, or not even motherhood. They're really just posting their kids on their business page way too much. For what? How is your child going to convince me to hire you? That's what you got to think about. How is your child going to convince me to hire you? All right. So what is the message you're trying to send to your audience? We're on myth number three. So this is like 3B. That was 3A. What message are you trying to send? 3B. Who are you trying to attract? Like, what, who is it? Right. So I'm going to give you an example. I am looking for a certain caliber, a certain type of woman to join the Black Girls Wine Society. And when I am thinking about who I want her to be and what I want her to look like, I want to make sure that the content I'm providing, the pictures I'm posting, and the captions really connect with who she is. Right. So when it comes to these captions, when it comes to the images that I'm posting, when it comes to the value that I'm giving her, I want to make sure that she really identifies with it. So an example is today. I have a post going up today, and you guys will see it over on the gram. And it's all about how we define the word classy, right? That's a big deal for my audience. I want a classy Black woman who is excited about connecting with other wine lovers. So that's the point in me posting it. And that's who I'm trying to attract. See? So those two questions go together. And then the last question, right? So 3C of pretty pictures is all you need, because that's a myth and it's not true. That third question that you want to ask yourself is, once I attract her, right? What message am I sending? Who am I attracting? Once I decide on the message and attract the woman, what do I want her to do next? What do I want her to do next? Where, and maybe your audience is a guy, right? Because I know I might have some guy listeners. What do you want her to do? What do you want your customer to do next? When they see your content, are you directing them to buy something? Are you directing them to join your list? Are you encouraging them to click the link in your bio to get more information? Do you want them to read your blog? Where do you want them to go, and what do you want them to do? Right? Part of them being able to connect with your content and really being able to understand the value of what you have is you sharing that with them. Okay. So I just want you guys to be thinking about that. You don't just need pretty pictures. Pretty pictures don't mean diddly squat. All right. There's plenty of gorgeous pictures online. Plenty. There's some great photographers out there. But when it comes to your content, and when they land on your page and they see your pictures, they see your images, they see all of your all of the stuff that you offer, where are you directing them next? And why should they go there, right? Why should they go there? Why should they spend money with you? And that's a part of that value. So you can't just build it and they'll come. More followers doesn't equal more sales, and pretty pictures isn't all you need, right? So we've gone over those top three so far. These last two, I promise you guys, are really, really good. I think you guys are going to really get a lot of value out of these. Number four, ebooks will save my business. Now, I am coming out with a product about how to write an ebook in 30 days. But here's the thing. Too many people think ebooks are going to save their business. You think that if you write this one ebook that you can sell it for the next quarter, and as you sell it for the next quarter, that you are just going to be able to make $1 million. No, no. You don't just post it once. You don't just post it over and over. You gotta have strategy for this ebook. How do you intend to grow it? How are you going to sell it? What content are you going to be selling that relates to what you're talking about in the ebook that's going to make them want to hit buy? What's going to make them want more from you? Okay. Ebooks can help you grow and they can be profitable, but there's no guarantee that they're going to work for you without a proper strategy in place to make it work. Don't just copy what you see the experts doing until you've mastered on your level first, right? An example of that is shout out to the Six Figure Chick, CC. I love CC. I love her to death. Okay. CC has a ton of followers online, and CC is able to write an ebook and make $250,000 in 2 weeks or $50,000 in a week. She can do that because she's built up her following. She adds a ton of value. She has a strategy. Every week, if you look at her content, whatever she's coming out with next, she's talking about it on her social media. She's adding value, right? More followers isn't equal more sales for her. More value equals more sales for her. And that's how she's capitalizing on her, you know, and really marketing her online business, like marketing it to a T. She be killing it. She's killing it. Shout out to you, CC. But I want you guys to realize what she does. That value is how she gets people. And it isn't because she just had followers. The followers came because she adds value. Okay. So she can drop an ebook, make $50,000 and be good. You cannot drop an ebook and post it one time and think you're going to make $50,000. That is not how this works. Okay. People need to get to know you. They have to get to know your content. They have to get to know what is it that you do? What are you good at? And what can they come to you for? Right. And that's part of that, that number three, like pretty pictures not being all you need. And then, just breaking it down. And if you need to go back, listen and take notes, write down those three questions and really be thinking about, okay, if I have the pictures, right, I got these great pictures in place. This is the value that I'm adding. And this is how I'm going to build out and build up to the ebook that I'm going to, you know, drop or whatever. This is what my ideal client or customer needs to hear in order for them to click that buy button. Okay. I know this is like very, very, listen, a strategy podcast. This is going to be intense. It's going to be intense. So make sure you have your notebook handy. Listen to it on your drive into work, or, you know, the Rona's out. So listen to it in the morning while you're brushing your teeth. And then once you're done, go back and listen to it later when you got a second and you can take some notes. Cause I really want you to be thinking about this and to not continue to allow these myths to make you make, to affect the critical decisions that you have to make when you are building a business online. Okay. All right. Before we get into this last thing, I just want to let y'all know the fifth myth is going to be real good. I'm about to do it. I'm about to do it in a second. But before we get into it, I just want to let you guys know that when it comes to building a business online, it is very helpful to have a strategist or have someone that you can, that can talk you through the major decisions, like how your content should be curated and what it should be curated around. That's a month to month thing. You know, because it changes, right? June hit and we were all kind of lost. Like, oh my God, like, do I post about Black Lives Matter? Am I still talking about the Rona? Like, what's going on? And so a lot of us had to make some different decisions and we had to pivot our content. And that's okay. It really is okay. Well, I'm coming out with an ebook on how to actually build your online audience. And I'm going to teach a masterclass on it. The book is actually a supplement to the class. I had a bunch of people ask because Black Girls Wine just hit 20K, and we are just a few hundred away from 10K. So the audience is around 30,000. And even though, look, my goal is like 250K, I am acknowledging the small wins. And I'm also acknowledging that I know that I've kind of mastered this online thing, and I know people need help with it, and I want to help you. So if you're interested in getting my tips and actually my secrets, because I got some good ways to grow online now. If you're interested in getting some of those ways, definitely make sure you click the link in the description and make sure that you are in my squad. You can join my squad. And the Hustle Forward Academy doors are actually closing at the end of the week. I believe the date is June. Let me see. I'm gonna tell y'all. June 26th. So Hustle Forward Academy is closing on June 26th. It'll be the last day to sign up. So I definitely encourage you to check it out, because we're still dealing with content. I'm going to teach actually this week. The masterclass is how to actually plan out your content. Last week I talked about adding value. This Content Queen series has been huge. So just want to throw that out there. Want to give you guys, everybody, a chance to sign up and join if they are interested. All right. So last but not least, the last myth we have here today that we're going to talk about is, I had to do it like her in order to win. Listen here. Okay. You don't have to do this like anybody, y'all. You only need to focus on doing this like you. And I mean it. When it comes to building online, part of building your audience and showing up authentically is determining how you want to show up and being true to that, right? So like, I see a lot of people building online and, you know, they start to copy some of the people who are doing it really well. And I'm like, it's not authentic though. Like, you sound just like her. You look just like her. Like, just stop, right? One of the things that I wanted this podcast to even be is to be a write-in. I actually have some questions already. Shout out to everybody who's been sending me questions. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But I knew that I wanted this to be like the Dear Abby of business podcasts, because you guys don't get to ask questions to anyone. And I think that that's a critical part in being able to grow your business, is getting feedback. So, you know, I'm not trying to sound like anybody else. I'm not trying to, you know, emulate anyone else or copy anyone else. Thirsty, guys. I've been talking for 14 minutes. But it's really critical that you focus on doing it like you. And so I had to tackle that one, because I see so many people trying to do it, or like, oh, I want to do it like Shayla, or I want to do it like this person. And it's like, no, girl, do it like you. Okay. Don't try to copy what somebody else is doing. Be authentic, because your audience can feel that. They really can. They can tell when you're being fake. They can tell when you're trying to copy somebody else. They can see all of that. They feel it. So just be authentic. Build in a way that feels true to you. And I'll give you guys an example. I really like YouTube. I really, really wanted to grow my business on YouTube. And I'm working on a strategy to get my videos uploaded and stuff. I'm thinking about recording the podcast. While I'm recording it, also recording it via video and posting the clips up. But guys, I don't like editing. So instead of like following in the footsteps of all the other business strategists, not all of them, because there's not many of us, I can name like a good four. But instead of following in the footsteps of other business coaches and stuff like that I see on YouTube doing really well and giving business advice, I'm like, you know what? That is not true to me. Now, I can't show up authentically and truly love what I'm doing, because I'm not interested in doing the editing part. The editing part makes me dread even hitting the record button. So I don't do it. I do what's authentic to me. I pop on live and I talk to you guys. And I'm going to hop on this podcast and record a bunch of episodes, you know what I'm saying? And answer your questions and, you know, pour into you as best I can. Okay. So I got a rapid fire round of bonus tips. All right, here we go. Bonus tip number one, stop trying to follow advice from people who have never built a business online. Some of the people y'all following and getting advice from bought their followers. And I'm just going to throw that out there and I'm going to move on and act like I ain't say it, okay? But act like you heard me. Number two, a bonus tip, invest in yourself. Some of you all just need a little direction. It does not have to be with me. I always tell people, if you feel like, oh, I like her podcast and I like her lives, but she's too straightforward for me. Maybe she's not my kind of coach. I don't like her style, whatever. Or maybe you absolutely love me. Just hire somebody and get some direction. Some of you, all you need is a few sessions to get that Instagram together and you will be good to go, but you won't invest in yourself. Stop being cheap. Okay. If you're going to scroll, make sure you're researching. Don't just scroll to be scrolling. All right. Scroll to be gathering content, scroll to be getting inspired and get ideas, and research what's happening in your industry. All right. If you're a nail tech and you're doing nails, find out what the other nail techs are doing. What content are the other customers really responding to? Right. I need you guys to do your research, because some of y'all don't know what to post because you haven't looked around. You're just following your cousin and them and your mama and your sister, and you're not following anybody else in your industry. That's dangerous. All right. Determine what content looks like for your, what great content looks like for your audience. That's the fourth tip. Determine what content is going to be great for your audience. Okay. Don't just steal other people's photos. Don't just steal. Listen, you got to figure out what parts of you to incorporate in your marketing and in your business so that you can build an audience that authentically responds and absolutely loves everything that you're about. Okay. And the last bonus tip I have is stop telling everyone your moves. Y'all better stop with this coming soon. Please stop. 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 Okay. Y'all got to stop with the coming soon. Now, if it's coming soon and you about to drop it in 2 weeks, that's one thing. But do not post coming soon for 6 to 12 months. I was on an account the other day and I don't know what the heck this girl is going to do with her business. I have no idea. Everything just says coming soon. And when I go back to the first date she posted that, it was like last November. It's June now. Sis, ain't nothing coming. Ain't nothing coming. You ain't ready. You weren't ready in November and you're not ready now. Stop it. Stop. Okay? Coming soon is not a marketing strategy. It is lazy. All right? It is a lazy, non-executing person strategy to just keep people in waiting. And I don't know if y'all trying to build up excitement or what, but I'm not excited and neither is anybody else. Okay? All right. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and try to batch record here, right? Because free additional bonus to the bonus tips, batch content as much as you can. Thanks so much for listening. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, please don't hesitate to subscribe, leave a review, and then rate it 5 stars. Send it to a fellow hustler or a friend, and make sure to download it so you can come back and take notes later. Don't forget, if you're ever hearing this podcast and you want help with growing your business, you want some strategy, you're ready to take some action, and you want some accountability so you can actually see the growth that you're looking for in your business in 2020, then sis, I can be right by your side to help. I've got a community of action takers who'll be right along with you in the Hustle Forward Academy. Head on over to hustleforwardacademy.com or just click below in the description. Until next time, happy hustling.